With a tax overhaul at the top of the Republican agenda, GOP leaders in Congress are having second thoughts about eliminating those popular deductions for state and local taxes because of widespread complaints from New York and New Jersey. WNYC's Washington correspondent John O'Connor is joining us by Skype to explain. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So local lawmakers have been concerned about this deduction since the idea was first floated last year, but the GOP went with it anyway. So why are they reconsidering it now?
The short answer is it could bring down the entire tax bill. There are three dozen Republicans in states with lots of taxpayers who take advantage of the deduction. A third of them come from New York and New Jersey, and they've been objecting consistently and loudly. New Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur worries his voters could finance tax cuts for everyone else.
And so to lose deductibility of state and local taxes is unfair, and I'm going to continue to fight it.
But Republican leaders are really in a bind here. They want to reduce taxes on businesses and eliminate the estate tax. There aren't many ways to pay for it, and the state and local deduction is one of the most valuable, worth $1.3 trillion over a decade.
Oh, wow. So what changes are they talking about then?
One idea would be to allow people to choose either the state and local deduction or the mortgage interest deduction, but not both, the way they can now. Another idea is to put an income tax on income cap on claiming the deduction. If you earn, just to pick a number, more than $200,000, the amount of the deduction you could claim would be limited. The problem is that neither of these fixes would actually fix the problem. If taxpayers have to choose between the two deductions, their taxes will probably go up, which is a political problem for their representatives. And it still wouldn't give them the savings they need to offset the cuts in corporate and small business taxes.
So will there be an impasse here? I mean, what's next?
A lot of backroom negotiating. The House wants a committee vote early next month. We're also starting to hear rumblings that Republicans may eventually give up on a big tax overhaul for something smaller, like George W. Bush's tax cuts.
Okay, WNYC's John O'Connor, thanks for checking in with us this morning.
Thank you.